Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, shoot. Get the heads up song because I got high.
On
a Christmas
jingle. On WAAF.
All right. It's 8:05 and time now for the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left by you over the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 7:16 a.m.
Hello, this is Art Garfunkel. I just wanted to call in and talk about interesting but confusing things while using interesting but confusing words. Mm-hmm. Anybody notice that Art Garfunkel kind of sounds like Mr. Doubtfire, if there was a Mr. Doubtfire? Very interesting.
End of message.
Maddie was impersonating him a little bit when he was talking about how human beings are feasting on each other. Or,
yes.
But you know what? A very interesting interview. I don't know necessarily what to make of it. I mean, I think he's a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
He's seen a lot.
I heard from a lot of people yesterday who really, they were shocked, but they really enjoyed our interview with one half of Simon and Garfunkel, mm-hmm. Art Garfunkel. And if you missed it, it's a podcast. It's available as a part of the full show podcast at WAAF.com. You can download that at any time. And maybe there were some who do believe that he was sending some kind of a veiled message to Paul Simon,
mm-hmm. maybe
with his choice of the Simon and Garfunkel song Old Friends as mm-hmm. what he wanted to be played, and other comments. Maybe he'd like to repair that relationship. I know Paul Simon called it a career. He did already his final farewell
tour. Still going, yeah.
But maybe they could get together for one more show.
Thursday, 11:20 a.m.
So when I heard you guys were doing this Christmas parody song, I kind of wanted to get in on it. So I came up with something. I think it's a pretty good start. Here's how it goes. I saw Danielle kissing Santa Bach as they were driving down the Mass Pike. But I won't say where. Just kidding. Merry Christmas, everybody.
End of message.
Listen, if I were going to get gold under my fingernails with Ernest, don't you think I would have done it by now?
You already would have.
Exactly.
You've had several opportunities.
I have had many, and Ernest is a treasured friend of mine, and he's mm-hmm. been nothing but generous and cordial to me over the course of our friendship.
We will be with Santa Bach next Friday as we broadcast our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast. That is happening at the Bach Ferrari Maserati on the Auto Mile Route 1 in Norwood. Special guests and breakfast and Christmas, live Christmas music. And of course, Santa Bach always loads up the Christmas tree down there with cash and gifts and things for you. So that'll be happening on Friday.
Thursday, 2:18 p.m.
Hey, is it me or is LB morphing into Cousin Eddie?
End of message.
Who's that happened
Eddie?
A while ago.
who's Cousin? He's from A National Lampoon's Vacation. Vacation film. Cousin Eddie.
Randy Quaid.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Thursday, 4:42 p.m.
LB hates nothing more than the wind chill against the moose knuckle.
End of message.
He needs his long coat for that.
Ah, costume coming tomorrow.
Oof.
Gonna steal the show.
Nice.
It's not gonna reveal the moose knuckle in all of its full disturbing glory like it did last year, is it?
Same size costume.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, last year at the Jingle All the Way 5K, LB wore this polar bear costume and no underwear, and His massive moose knuckle was on display. Children were running away screaming and yelling for their parents. And there's...
That's not true. There was a smoke show. Young 26-year-olds were in my grill.
Oh, they were. Mm. That could be what my Christmas song parody is about.
Here in just a few moments.
Maybe that's what it's about.
Thursday, 5:23 p.m.
Yo, bae. I just got a case of Ducat Noir. I can't wait for you to smell me. See you, bae.
End of message.
You know, I hadn't seen Stiz in a little bit, so yesterday I texted him when I was working on my Christmas song parody, and I said, are you going to be here soon? Like, you know, I'll hang out for a while and wait until you get here to say hi.
Oh, interesting.
So I was in our production director, Kai.
Did you put a little... trailing heart emoji at the end of that?
We don't discuss private emojis on the show, okay?
Yeah.
But he walked into Kaiser's studio when I was recording, and I ran over and gave him a big hug, and I was like, oh, might have showed a little too much enthusiasm there. Don't want to give you the wrong idea, big guy.
Did he linger on the hug back, or how did it go?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't weird, though, so that was good.
I think he's going to ask you out again. That's what he talks about.
That's
during
the theme of the day, huh?
During the afternoon show.
You know, every once in a while, I'm like, might be fun to work in the afternoons. And I can only describe the atmosphere in here yesterday as going to the daycare to pick up your kid, and you walk in and there are no teachers around. A lot of commotion, a lot of noise, a lot of crying, confusion. No one really knows where anybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg's duct taped to his chair.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, that's so
Thursday, 7:06 p.m.
On the first mile of the race, Greg said to Monkey, please tie my laces. On the second mile of the race, Greg said to Monkey, why do I run races? And please tie my laces. On the third and final leg of the race, Greg said to Monkey, I do it for Tito's cases. That's why I run races. And please tie my laces, and next year you'll run it for me.
End of message.
I should try to get Johnny Egan to run for me.
Oh.
I wonder if that's a possibility.
Right?
I think I have to.
Designated runner?
I think I have to. Yes. Unfortunately, I think I have to run. But I do want to thank Tito's. They're a big sponsor of the Jingle All the Way 5K tomorrow. And I want to thank Middlesex Savings Bank and our friends at E.L. Harvey and Ameriprise Financial and the Orange Theory that I go to over in Concord.
Excuse me?
And also DCU. I'd like to thank. Oh, and the Stowe Independent, the Stowe 5-0 people also sponsoring the Jingle All the Way 5K tomorrow. So I'll see you there. Race starts at 10. I'll be in the lead runner pack, the elite runner pack up front. We'll see you. You can eat my smoke. What do they say? Eat my exhaust.
Sure. Eat
my dust for the whole Jingle All the Way 5K tomorrow. It's not too late to register. Just come out and register tomorrow and run and celebrate Christmas.
6:07 a.m.
I was going to write a Christmas jingle, but then I got high. I was going to wheel Agnes down at the bingo hall. But then I got high. I went frisbee golfing because I got high. Because I got high.
End of message.
It's called disc golf, sir.
Right.
Aww.
I am told
oh, no.
That Shoes Christmas song parody may be the best one of the bunch.
We'll see. Can't wait to hear.
In just a moment, we'll get to our Christmas song parody showdown.
I believe in the industry they call that a tune-out occasion.
Really?
6:16 a.m.
It's LB.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. I've lived in Nipawin, Saskatchewan, kid. We all listen to polka music. It got cold there without the wind chill, kid.
End of message.
Complete truth.
All right.
That's great.
Well, that is it. When it comes to your Hillmail voicemail messages this morning, thank you for participating. You can leave one of those at any time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.